Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, I want to move on to the Shane Beamer stuff, because I talked about my gangster getting kind of tested last night. Anybody that has followed the situation going on at South Carolina, they did not play very well last week against Ole Miss. They were held. They didn't score a touchdown. Strictly field goals. Ole Miss with a decisive victory over a team. And you go back to their LSU game, right? They were playing pretty well. Lenora Sellers ended up getting injured in that game. They've had some rough patches since. They will square off with Bama at noon in Tuscaloosa coming up this weekend. A question was asked about a linebacker yesterday for South Carolina that may not be a part of the team, and here is what Shane Beamer used to explain that.
He came in my office yesterday and told me that he was redshirting. I told him that that's not quite how this works, that we can have a discussion about his role and is redshirting best. We went back and forth a little bit. I think his situation's a little bit different than somebody. There's guys on our team right now, Hale, that we've had conversations with that, look, we're doing what we have to do in 2024 to win football games, but if we can save your redshirt year and not play you in five games, we will. Freshmen that have played some, older guys that have started that have played some this year that we've had those conversations with that maybe don't have the role on offense, defense that they want. But, you know, he was a guy that played season high in snaps on Saturday at linebacker that was going to continue to play more for us moving forward. My job is to do what's best for the team. And what was best for the team in my mind is Golly continuing to play and help us go beat Alabama or try to beat Alabama this weekend. And he didn't quite feel the same way. So in the end, I made the decision for him that it's probably best to move on.
I'm so confused. I'm coming off the most playing time I've ever had in college football as a college football player.
Right.
And I don't want to play.
Yeah. I know it was cool. Thank you for the boost in playing time, but it just wasn't good enough. Here's how I feel, and I want you guys to weigh in.
Did he think he made it? Oh, I've made it. I'm going to go transfer and make some money.
I think it's the opposite. I think he was like, man, if this is the most I'm going to play here, this is my last chance to make some money, and I better go somewhere else. Here's how I feel about this. There's been a lot of talk recently because of everything at UNLV. Do the red shirt rules need to be changed one way or another? Do you need to do away with red shirt? Does it need to be 5 years? Like, after looking at this situation, I think we're seeing the end of senior backups, right? I think we're seeing the end of upperclassmen that are willing to be backups. Yeah. Because it's the last opportunity that a guy like that is going to have to make a little money off of football, right? Because you're like, man, I don't know. I'm not projected to the NFL. Like, what am I doing? Why am I wasting my time? I don't necessarily blame him. I hate it. I hate the situation that both of these guys were put in. But when you're doing what's best for you and doing what's best for the program and you personally and your family, whatever, that's a lot of difficult decisions to make. Here's my proposal. If you don't take the red shirt in your first 2 years in college, you don't have a red shirt option anymore. Right? I think that's the way that this has got to kind of steer.
Unless medical.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think that when you look at it, you're going to have these situations. And I don't know, there's a senior out there that won't have this thought process where you get to your senior year and you're a backup and you're thinking, okay, I'm not projected to make NFL money. I'm not making much money here. My playing time is not going up. I'm not starting. Do I really want to let this kind of, you know, this opportunity get flushed? I don't blame him for making that decision. I obviously hate the way he went about it, specifically this time of year. And I don't hate the way Shane Beamer handled it either.
But you think you're
going to
go get paid? Like, you're not getting that much time there. You did come off the most minutes you've ever had.
Right.
I'm just confused at how you think you're going to go make someone's going to pay you at maybe what, a smaller program?
I think that, yes. I think that you, like, let's just, I don't know, James Madison, right? If James Madison is looking at a South Carolina linebacker that, you know, played meaningful
snaps.
They'll
find the money.
Right. They're like, dude, this guy could be a marquee player for us. You know what I mean? If he has the, you know, the physical tools and everything going else for it. So I think there are programs that if you're a backup at an SEC school or an ACC school or Big Ten school, there are programs that are non-Power 5 that are looking at you and going, you could be really a cornerstone piece. If we really need an upgrade at linebacker, maybe this is the place to go. I just don't blame him so much for exploring his options, but obviously I don't like the way all this came about. It sucks all the way around. I don't know that there's an easy answer to it, but I also kind of like the way Shane Beamer went about it. He's like, look, man, I'll handle this decision for you.
Maybe
go ahead and hit
the place
portal.
For you.
Well, I'm not sure how this played out, but according to Shane Beamer, he just walked in and said, yeah, I'm redshirting. That's the first
problem. Exactly. That's like I said, I don't like the way he went about it, but it is what it is.
I think we need to remember that as great as the NIL is for players and how it's empowered them in some ways, the players with power are the ones that are very, very good. And the ones that are making very good NIL.
The Diego Pavias.
If you walk in there as a backup, a career backup linebacker and be like, this is what's going to happen, you're going to get treated like a career backup linebacker. And get told, no, this isn't. You don't call shots around here. You're not the star quarterback. You're not the star running back. You know, you're not that guy.
But in the end, I think he's cool with it.
But like, I think he is too.
You know why? Red shirt, bye.
You know why? He got what he wanted.
Exactly.
So
everybody
wins. Got a year left.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.